This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for another winter warmer, where we discuss ways to enjoy and look after yourself over the colder months. Today, we're going to explore the month of January through history, folklore, and the natural world. January was named for the Roman god Janus, known as the protector of gates and doorways, who symbolises beginnings and endings. Janus has two faces, one looking into the past, the other with the ability to see into the future. So he's the perfect choice for this month of reflection and change. There are a few specific celebrations in January. Our first one is from the Romans once again. The 5th of January was traditionally the 12th night of Christmas, where the 12th cake would be eaten. A lord of misrule would be appointed who organised the games and entertainments at the final feast, and the lord was selected using a bean baked inside a cake. Whoever received the slice containing the bean was crowned the Lord of Misrule, otherwise known as King of the Bean. Sometimes a pea was also included, and its discoverer would be declared Queen of the Pea. This tradition regained popularity in the Tudor era, and Henry VIII would appoint an abbot of the bean, and the Victorians then changed the 12th night cake to Christmas cake, which most people now eat on the 25th of December. But why not take this opportunity to eat some more yummy fruitcake and play games with your loved ones? Another traditional holiday is Distaff Day, which is on January the 7th. This was traditionally the day where women went back to spinning after the 12-day Christmas celebration. A distaff is a wooden rod that holds flax or wool. The women's husbands would traditionally prank them by trying to set fire to the flax on their wives' distaffs, and women would prank them back by pouring buckets of cold water over them. And the 25th of January is, of course, Burns Night, which is celebrated every year in honour of Scotland's national poet, Robert Burns. He was born in Ayrshire in 1796 at the age of 37, but he's still regarded as the most prominent poet to have written in the Scots dialect. His best-known poems include To a Mouse, Address to a Haggis, Tam O'Shanter, and The Selkirk Grace. You can find the poems and songs of Robert Burns in the RNIB Talking Books Library. Let's listen to narrator John Kearney perform some of Address to a Haggis, which is recited on Burns Night before haggis, neeps, turnips and swede, and tatties, potatoes, are eaten.
Fair for your honest sonsy face, great chieftain of the budden race, abend them all you tack your place, pange, tripe or therm, weel are you worthy o' grace as lang's my arm. The groaning trencher there ye fill, your hardies like a distant hill, your pen would help to mend a mill in time o' need, while through your pores the dews distill like amber bead. His knife, see your rustic labour dight, and cut ye up wi' ready slight, and trenching your gushing entrails bright like ony ditch, and then, oh, what a glorious sight, warm, reeking wretch! Then horn for horn they stretch and strive, deal tack the hindmost on they drive, till all their wheel-swelled kites belive are bent like drums, then old good man may's like to rive. Be thanked, hums.
Aside from haggis spotting, there are many other animals out and about this month. Listen out for the great spotted woodpecker as they drum on the bark of trees. Rather than burrowing for food, both males and females drum as a way of communicating to each other and marking out their territories. Great spotted woodpeckers favour hard, dead trees, as these ring with a sound that carries the furthest. They've also been known to drum on telegraph poles and even drainpipes. Another bird that surrounds this time of year is the redwing. They're a type of thrush that flock to the UK in winter from Iceland, Russia, and Scandinavia. They come in search of berries to eat and seek shelter in our relatively milder climate. They are dark brown with a bright stripe above their eye and an orangey-red tinge under their wings, which is visible when the birds fly and perch on branches. Listen out for their calls like this. Another winter thrush to look and listen out for is the fieldfare. This is bigger than a blackbird and has a grey head and yellow bill. They also come to the UK in search of berries from Finland, Norway, Sweden, Russia and Eastern Europe. They have a fast-paced call that sometimes sounds like a chuckle. If berries are low in supply, they sometimes venture into gardens for apples or other fruits. So make sure to listen out. If you want to learn more about the birds you can see and hear over January and to hear their calls, then visit the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk. For now, have a wonderful January and we will be back on RNIB Connect Radio with another winter warmer soon.